Welcome to Nutrition for Me on UK Health Radio. I'm Dora Walsh, and I've been a nutritionist and functional medicine practitioner for over 16 years. I support my clients to easily reverse their health or their weight problems without struggling or starving, and my process really works. You can find out more about me on the internet, Facebook, LinkedIn, Twitter, and Instagram. Well, this week, we're going to be talking about nutrition for men's health, libido, and vitality, and the remedies, nutrition, herbals, and life hacks that can really work. We tend to shy away from talking about men's health versus women's health. And there's so much info out there on women's health that we're kind of bombarded on stuff about periods, perimenopause, menopause, kind of forget about men. We don't know much about their health or their hormones. That's what we're going to be talking about. This week, we're talking with Sarah Rooney. She's a medical herbalist with Adaptogenic Apothecary and also with her own business. You can find out more about Adaptogenic Apothecary on their website, adaptogenicapothecary.com. And you can also find out more about Sarah Rooney on her website, sararooneyherbalist.com. Welcome to the show, Sarah. Great to have you on UK Health Radio. Before we go on to talk about this really, really important topic, tell us how you came to be a medical herbalist and how you came to work with Adaptogenic Apothecary and how you support people.
Great to be here. So our path towards medical herbalism wasn't a straight road. I actually did a degree in social anthropology in Sussex and Brighton many years ago, which led me to work on a project in the Amazon basin in a place in Ecuador. I was helping the community there, working with the children, and it's a reforestation project really in the middle of nowhere. And there was a shedman on the project who was working with the medicinal plants, because part of the project was kind of keeping the plants that they used for their traditional medicine, keeping that story alive so that people in the future can learn from this. And I was just absolutely drawn to this work. We would go and propagate plants, so take them from the forest, and then he would take them back and propagate them, and we would learn about how they used them. I saw in real evidence how this community with little access to pharmaceuticals, right in the middle of the Amazon rainforest, it was so wild, how they were using plants. And I just was absolutely astonished. Myself, I had some ailments, things like that when I was there, one of them particularly being a really bad sore. And if you think about the rainforest condition, it's very damp, very humid, things just don't heal. And I could see this was getting worse and worse, no matter cleaning it, trying to keep it dry. The shaman of the project, or the shaman of that community, saw this and took me to a tree. He then cut into its bark and this very red sap came out, almost like the tree was bleeding. It's actually called Sangre de Dragon, which is like blood of the dragon.
Wow.
He then put, it was amazing. I was like, never saw anything like this. He then put it on my cut. The cut, then it dried. It was like a kind of resin. So it like made a natural plaster. I'd never come across this before. I'd never seen it before. And I can tell you, within a day, everything was healing, really dried out. And I was just blown away. I later researched this plant quite a lot, and I realized it's antifungal, antibacterial, antiseptic. It's got all these properties, and of course, astringent, so it keeps it clean in this really kind of moist environment. So there was one example of something that was quite remarkable. They're actually running trials on it now, and they use it for research, using it for lots of different things, particularly in HIV and where there's healing issues with that. So, and it's absolutely amazing. So yeah, so bit of a long story, but I just was amazed by this. And although I'd kind of done my training, I was just determined when I returned to the UK, if I could study this more or learn more about it. And we're very lucky in the UK. We actually have degrees in medical herbalism. So I got back to the UK. I was working, coordinating a young carers project back in the UK. And then I went on to study part-time at University of East London at their herbal medicine degree, which was trying to work and study. But I was just so intrigued and interested in how plants can be used as medicine and how their healing properties can be used therapeutically as a really strong form of healing. But also your very natural form of healing, right? Where do we go when we're not really, really, really sick? Like more of a preventative way, which has always been my passion. So I studied 4 years, have to do 500 clinical hours. It's really intense. Having done a degree before, I was quite blown away. You have to know phytochemistry, you have to know biochemistry, you have to know what interacts with everything, physiology, anatomy. And I studied that in the end. Yeah, suddenly,
well, not suddenly, after a while, I
qualified. My research dissertation project was actually on something called polycystic ovarian syndrome. And I was later asked to publish that as research. Really a great start to my work as a medical herbalist practicing. I'd done this research and it was picked up by the International Journal of Herbal Medicine, an Elsevier journal. And we published it, me and my course tutor, the head of the herbal medicine. So that really started to focus my interest into like hormonal health, initially with women. But as I've practiced more and more, so many more men are coming to me. And now it's really looking at the HPA axis, which is the control center in the brain in both male and female, and how this affects our hormone balance, so many metabolic endocrine functions. And yeah, so that was medical herbalism. I've been practicing for 12 years now, and I've worked in retreats in Portugal, Spain, the UK, lived in Portugal for a while, had a busy practice in Brighton at the Tree of Life Center, working in a very integrated way. And yes, looking at hormone health and how herbs can be used to support really the adrenals, hormones, and just support healthy hormone balance. And then Jodie and Paris from Adaptogenic Apothecary got in touch. They love using adaptogens. It wasn't their specialism, but they'd come across it through various perimenopausal symptoms. And they had a great idea. They thought, how can we get the power of adaptogens out to the wider world? How can we tell people and formulate products for these people, which are so essential? These adaptogens, we'll talk about them in more detail later. They're basically kind of tonic herbs that support the control center of all our endocrine functions and reduce stress. So how can we get this kind of product out to initially women? So we started with the world's first four-phase menstrual support powders, which are called Harmony. And then we had so many requests from menopausal ladies or older ladies. We formulated one specifically for really intense menopausal symptoms or postmenopausal. And then people, all our male friends and male colleagues, male patients were saying, well, what about us? And we'll go on to that later. That's how power started.
You came into this, not straight away from your first degree, but from your second degree, just by chance. And obviously, Adaptogenic Apothecary had taken you on as their formulator. So it sounds like you formulated some great adaptogenic powders to support women in their menstrual cycle or in menopause. And now with men, they're wanting solutions because they also have their hormonal troubles, which we don't talk about too much these days. Tell us about the common symptoms that we see.
We kind of tend to miss men out, and now that's coming more and more common, these symptoms are arising. So look, menopause and male decline of hormones are different because we stopped women at a certain point, our reproductive capabilities. Males will carry that on. However, their testosterone does absolutely go down from late 30s, 1 to 3% a year. So late 30s, 40s, you can really see this drop. What does that mean? So for a lot of men, they'll start to have more fatigue. Low mood is very common. So very kind of, well, we giant grumpy old man, but they have a low mood. They don't feel great. Some men get more anxiety. Physically, there's also things like joint ache, loss of bone density. A lot of sporty guys will notice they've got a loss of muscle mass and lower exercise tolerance. So they're going to the gym, they're working out, but they're just not getting the same kind of result physically, athletically they wanted. Like women, there is issues of weight gain, particularly around the waist, that kind of central adiposity. which then can lead on to things like insulin resistance and sleep apneas related to that weight gain. Sometimes men will gain weight around their breast kind of thing if they've put on a lot of weight, which is really linked to lowered testosterone, and testosterone being aromatized into estrogen, which we'll talk about later. Lowered fertility, poor sleep, cardiovascular changes. With men, I really do notice that stress and aging goes towards the cardiovascular system. So you'll see a rise in blood pressures, more prone to heart, things like that. With women, I really see this happen a lot with their hormones as in disordered symptoms at menopause. Cognition. So men can't, maybe aren't quite as sharp as they were in their 20s with their brain, which is reflected by physiological changes and the decrease in testosterone. They might have poorer memory and recall. On a more practical level, there are things like prostate issues that can emerge. And touching again on sleep apnea, this can be impacted by the weight gain and insulin can be caused by lower testosterone. So there's kind of a mixture of aging, but this is definitely significantly affected by lowered testosterone and ultimately stress levels as well.
This is a very long list, Sarah.
I know, it's a bit like the menopause list though, isn't it? Or perimenopause.
We don't hear men moaning too much about it. It's all women going on and on about their menopause in the news. But I guess you'll hear about grumpy old men, but we don't hear too men talking about these issues. They kind of talk about them in a different way.
100%. But men aren't particularly, generalisation slightly, known for talking about these things. You might notice your male friend, your boyfriend, your husband getting a bit more insular. Oh, my joint ache. Oh, I can't be bothered to go to the gym. I'm grumpy in the morning. Maybe underneath that, in fact, they're not feeling too great or they've got a lying mood. A bit more anxious, not sleeping so well. So I think as women, what we're learning, this is a new thing, because 30 years ago, no one had a menopause, apparently. We've talked about, we as women are learning to talk about it. But I think it's quite healthy that we encourage men to talk about it. And how can we help you? How can we all be supported? And Chinese and Ayurvedic medicine, they've always used tonics, but different tonics actually for older men, older women. When you get 40, it's like, yeah, I'll take some ginkgo every day, or I'll take some other herbs to support myself. As a hawthorn in this culture for supporting cardiovascular health, we need to kind of get back to that thing that maybe we need a bit more support. Maybe we can take natural substances that are going to just make symptoms a bit easier to deal with and help us move forward.
So all of these things that you talked about, the symptoms, is that what andropause is?
Andropause. It's a bit of a controversial topic and even name. Some women get quite cross because menopause is the cessation of our reproductive function. We hardly have any estrogen after menopause. It really is. We cannot have children anymore. And so the symptoms tend to be a bit more dramatic, I would say. Whereas men, like you say, it's more of a slow decline. Andropause is a term that just basically means that the male's hormone levels are declining. And I think we need to talk about it a lot more. And like we're saying, there should be some kind of name for it, whether it's andropause or not. The thing about pause as a word is it actually significantly says with women, menopause, your menarche is coming, your periods are coming to an end. Whereas with andropause, you can actually, as we know, be in your 80s and bear children as a man. So there is such a sharp shock to it, but it's definitely something that needs to be brought up and talked.
Yeah, because a lot of men can be suffering in silence with these symptoms.
I think it's a real problem because a lot of men, there's a high rise in mental illness. Now, men are suffering a lot these days and not talking about these problems. There's actually a really high suicide rate, which is really worrying because we should all be out there looking out for our brothers, fathers, husbands, sons, and just try to support them. And if there are issues going on, talk about it. And sadly, this kind of some of the symptoms that I've talked about, if they're not dealt with or they're not kind of helped, they can lead on to other things. So definitely, I think we need to open this conversation and let men talk about what they're going through too and how we can help them.
Now, we're going to be talking a lot more about male vitality, libido and energy with Sara Rooney from Adaptogenic Apothecary after a few messages from our commercial partners.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good. The station that makes you feel good.
You're listening to Dora Walsh on the Nutrition For Me show on UK Health Radio. We're talking this week with Sara Rooney. She's a medical herbalist and formulator at Adaptogenic Apothecary. And you can find out more about them on their website, adaptogenicapothecary.com. You can also find out more about Sara Rooney on her website. She's a medical herbalist, and her website is sararooneyherbalist.com. You're also big on Instagram and all the social media websites. Now, Sara, we're talking about this topic of vitality, libido, men's health. Is there something that men can do to support themselves? Because as we said, there's a lot of information out there on women's cycles, women's health, menstrual cycle, perimenopause, menopause, herbals, adaptogens, nutrition, lifestyle medicine. Is there any hope for the men out there that are listening today?
Absolutely, 100%. There's always things that we can do. I take a very functional, integrative approach, i.e. lifestyle medicine, nutrition, stress management, as well as supportive herbs. So food is our medicine, ultimately. So trying to reduce any kind of ultra-processed food in your diet, try to manage your blood sugar to prevent insulin resistance, and really, really work on your stress levels, because these are big factors. These, in my experience, make all perimenopause symptoms worse and all of this stage of life worse. Ultimately, high levels of stress, you're not managed, can really age, affect sleep, affect all the systems in the body. So yeah, I like to take a really integrative approach, as well as looking at all these different aspects that we can touch on in more detail later. What we believe at Adaptogenic Apothecary, that there are herbs, medicinal foods, and medicinal mushrooms that we can take that have been used for millennia by Chinese medicine, Ayurvedic, and other our own cultures, but we've forgotten all of that, that will actually support the body's natural processes. So that's kind of why we developed Power. Everything in it is natural powders from herbs, medicinal foods, mushrooms, and that can be taken and incorporated into your food to support these processes, reduce inflammation, to balance blood sugar, really rich in vitamins and nutrients to support your health and reduce long-term inflammation and aging.
What is Power? And have you formulated that yourself, Sara?
Yes. So it took quite a long time. There was a lot of trials and testing, trying to come up with the right formula. I did formulate it. I've also done a postgraduate training in mycology. So that kind of mycotherapy, which is basically using medicinal mushrooms therapeutically. I studied under Fred Gillam, who was an amazing tutor and an expert, written lots of books in this area, how to use medicinal therapeutically. So all of our blends combine plant adaptogens, medicinal mushroom, and so what is Power? Power is a blend, powdered blend of these different components. And you can add it to your smoothies, you can add it on yogurt, you can add it to your protein drinks, and you take it once daily to harness the powers of these adaptogens, medicinal mushrooms, reducing inflammation.
So you add it, so say, for example, if somebody had a smoothie and they did a workout, and they could have that after their workout to really support themselves or before.
Absolutely. We've got some amazing ingredients in there. And I am so strict about sourcing because I've worked in this field for so long. I know the difference between good quality and bad quality. I'm working with it every day.
mushroom, medicinal mushrooms, herbs, adaptogens, and so on. So we really pride ourselves on getting the best quality, but it's not about cost. It really is about the best quality herbs, mushrooms, because there's a huge amount of adulteration in the world, which is very sad, but it does happen in the natural product world. So yeah, absolutely everything in Power is the finest ethically sourced organic food state powders that we can source. No fillers, no binders, no capsules, just pure potent adaptogens and herbs.
That's wonderful. Now, what's in there? You've mentioned the medicinal. Is it lion's mane or is there something else?
Perfect. You've got one of them, right?
Yeah. I love medicinal mushrooms myself as a nutritionist. So I was thinking this one's very good for the brain health, isn't it?
Absolutely amazing. Brain and gut. But as we know, as nutritionists and herbalists, they are so interconnected. So lion's mane is great for cognition, neurogenesis. There's some really strong research trials just showing how well of an effect it has on a neuronal level, i.e. repairing damaged neurons. It can cross the blood-brain barrier, which is absolutely amazing for a natural product. Also, it modifies the gut microbiome. So as we know, there's so much of our health is driven by our gut. So it has lots of prebiotics, so they feed the good bacteria. And it's used actually in Chinese medicine for severe IBS, for Crohn's disease, for ulcerative colitis, a lot of quite severe gut conditions as a anti-inflammatory agent to modulate that microbiome. So we have lion's mane in a good therapeutic dose as an extract, organic, very well sourced in there. And we also have cordyceps. Have you come across that before?
Oh, yeah.
So cordyceps is the big one for energy. It really is something that you could take in the morning and you will feel a natural boost of energy after taking cordyceps. It's not like caffeine or any stimulants where you get that crash. It's just a really nice boost of positive energy in the morning. It actually works on a cellular level, as in the micro level, producing ATP. In fact, it's so impressive for us athletic, for improving energy and athletic performance. It's been used by the Chinese, for example, in their Olympic training in the 80s. They won loads of track, loads of records and things like that. And everyone was kind of, suspicious and talking about doping. And it emerged that they were actually using cordyceps pre and post training. And the trainer had really encouraged this with the team. And they were doing incredibly well. There's also, in terms of male health, some interesting pilot studies coming out about prostate and how cordyceps can help with prostate health, preventing BPH, benign prostate hypertrophy, or at least reducing symptoms. Certainly, the study showed that it decreased prostate size and improved urination flow. So that's something that's very common as men get older. Libido, a great libido enhancer. Coming back to Power, we are talking about older men, but younger men can take it as well. And what we found from our trials was younger men would take it more sporadically, like they wouldn't want to take it all the time. They would take it if they were feeling a bit run down or needed a bit more energy. And interestingly, they would take it for enhancing libido. So they found that it was really strong for doing that for them, particularly the young men. But obviously the older men as well, through time, they all reported increased libido, which is something definitely will go down late 30s, 40s. And many men are quite unhappy about that. They want to increase it and keep sexually active and as long as possible.
And their wives are happy.
Yes. Everyone's happy. The women are taking their freedom or their harmony. The men want to be taking their thing too.
I think you could do a special enough, a double deal.
Yeah, his and hers for sure. Freedom and power together. Saffron. Have you come up with saffron in your practice?
Yes, because I've got one of my clients on saffron at the moment who had this issue of all the things that you talked about, by the way. Very good for mental health, isn't it, saffron?
Yeah, absolutely. It's at a clinically relevant dose. It can also positively affect sleep, which is so important, as we know, sleep quality and duration. So you're getting the REM and you're also getting the deep sleep, the physical restoration. it also on mood, like you touched on, it has a really beneficial effect on mood, like a very gentle antidepressant, natural antidepressant. I like it because you can, there's something called St. John's wort. We have other things as herbalists we could use, but they tend to interact with a lot of things. Saffron doesn't have those kind of interactions, but it's still very potent. It just generally
takes long term as well, because sometimes with St. John's wort, I don't know what you think, Sarah, but I don't like people being on it for too long. And as you say, interacts with things. And that also, I think people can become a bit sensitive to sunlight on St. John's wort, I think. But with what I very much see it as a food. Like people add it to their foods. In India, they added it to their rice. So it's kind of something that you would never worry about taking long term.
And especially we use a really, really high quality extract called Afron. They've published loads of research and trials on it. So we really know it's clinically validated at that dose as well. But like, as you say, like all my Moroccan friends or friends where there's saffron in their culture, they remember their mum, the big pot of rice with saffron in it. It really is a food, medicinal food, as well as being, you know, quite an amazing medicinal herb as well. Interesting, they've also done a good review and it had a positive effect on erectile dysfunction. Also sperm motility. So there's actual real benefits for male health, as well as more of the calming and the anti-anxiety, the sleep effect. We also use goji berry, which is particularly good for collagen production. It's known as an elixir of use in Chinese medicine. Often, I don't know about you, but we find that the eyesight, late 30s, 40s, people that have never needed eye glasses or anything like that, over time, eyesight goes. So the reason, one of the main reasons I decided to put goji there was its huge benefit on eye health. So it contains a high amount of antioxidant, including lutein, which help improve blood flow and protect the blood vessels in the eyes. And the other thing that goji berries contain is L-arginine, which is an amino acid that really helps improve testosterone levels and improves sexual function. So it's a real tonic for men and women in Chinese medicine for their fertility and sexual health, as well as that really important eyesight. Eyes are really important kind of reflections of what our internal health is going on. So we want to keep our eyes as healthy and well for as long as possible.
So you're saying that if somebody's eyesight is going down, this is a reflection of what's happening on the inside of their body. Is that right?
Yeah. If you suddenly have a dramatic loss in eyesight, my experience clinically would be like there's inflammation, high inflammation going on. There's probably blood sugar imbalances. Why are you losing that so quickly? There's also lots of kind of blood vessels there, isn't there? So at the end of the day, that suddenly being affected, we need to look at your overall health. And we also do need to do as much as possible to support your eye health for as long as possible.
Because I think people just automatically think, oh, this is just normal. It happens to everyone. But it doesn't happen to everyone. Some people are in a better condition than others and we don't see that problem.
Absolutely. And their indicator is just suddenly your eyesight suddenly goes down. Think, wow, what else is going on which is being affected by this inflammation? What's happening with my circulation? We need to, well, as nutritionists and medical herbalists, we always need to dig a bit deeper, not think of each system, but how they're all connected, right?
Yeah.
So I think, for me, it's when we have our case histories and when we talk to people, it's finding these little clues and then going, right, okay, let's put this all together, formulate you a really good plan and what's going to support you, given, not a formula yet, you hit 40, I'm going to give you this nutritional supplement. It's like, who's that person? What's going on for them? What can we bring in to support them in quite a bespoke way?
You're moving away from that reductionist approach and you're really going to the cause of the problem to support the underlying system in order for them for the body to work in a better way rather than just saying, I'm giving this for that, I'm giving that for that, because that's like mainstream pharma, isn't it?
Absolutely. And I completely believe in the body's amazing way that it can self-heal. It's absolutely amazing. If we can get in at the right time, do our preventative health work, find these imbalances and go, oh, yeah, you're definitely having too many sugars or you really need to cut your carbs down so we can balance your blood sugar. You're different when you're 40 metabolically than when you're 20. What you eat is different at that time. And as you get older, your inflammation goes up, right? If you eat the wrong thing. So if you can really hear what your body's saying, work with someone and then counterbalance that, as well as giving the right kind of herbs and supplements, I believe you can have a really quite healthy aging process and get older in a much more positive way.
So your adaptogenic apothecary for a power formulation contains cordyceps, saffron, goji berries. Well, I bet you've got loads of stuff in there.
So we've got four more, really. Beetroot. So the reason I decided on beetroot was, as you probably know, it's so rich in dietary nitrates. These are really important in testosterone production and also libido. It's also amazing for cardiovascular health. Like we touched on, one of the main symptoms men seem to get from late 30s to 40s is increased risk of cardiovascular disease. Often, I take people's blood pressure whenever I see them first time, and I do like to keep an eye on it. It often tends to really shoot up early 40s and then continue to go up. And the last thing you want to do is have to take medication really early on in your 40s, when that could actually be naturally reduced with diet, along with exercise. And beetroot has amazing research to show that it can actually bring down, particularly diastolic, the lower one, and is particularly good for exercise. So VO2 max, it can increase by having beetroot before your workout, and your ability to work out and cardiovascular health. So this is a real one for men that I think is a really important thing. A medicinal food. It doesn't have to be some fancy kind of erratic herb no one's heard of. This is food as medicine. Daily dose of this can really help cardiovascular function.
And that's the way beetroot opens up those blood vessels. And that allows the blood to flow. It's fantastic.
Absolutely. It's also really useful for the liver as well. So thinking about how we detox and the detox pathways, it can really assist with those kind of really important pathways that and supporting our liver, which ultimately is so important for us. The other thing is inulin. Another ingredient is inulin. So inulin is actually something that we can get from vegetables and herbs. It's very common in things like Jerusalem artichoke. And basically, it's really, really important prebiotic. So this means that it can really modulate gut health in a positive way by feeding the good bacteria. There's loads of really interesting research coming out about this, how the gut balanced microbiome can improve sleep quality as well. A lot of people and men are saying, oh, I'm waking up a lot in the night, I never feel rested, I'm not getting that good quality sleep. So inulin, as well as its gut health, which is super important, is also in there to help sleep. And it also, in my clinical experience, really helps with gut transit. So we want to keep everything flowing, don't want to be constipated. That really helps keep that whole digestive track doing what it should and detoxifying thing, getting rid of waste. Then two more. The next one is raw cacao, which is probably one of my most favorite medicinal foods and many other people's, but we're talking proper raw cacao, untreated, organic, full of powerful antioxidant polyphenols that we are now realizing are so important for our overall health, our mitochondria. And also, it's got these wonderful constituents that were only really discovered a few years ago, called anandamide, which are literally bliss molecules. They affect our mental health and well-being. So it used to be a bit of a joke that, oh, chocolate makes me happy, but it really does. They found these anandamides too. The other very useful thing is the magnesium content. As we know, most of us are depleted in magnesium. One, due to high stress lifestyle. Two, due to the actual soil depletion of this amazing nutrient. It's just years of farming. Even if you have organic food, we're just not getting the same levels of magnesium. So it is actually something that I think most people should either have lots of raw cacao or supplement with a magnesium.
Love and then cacao.
Yeah, it is. And just the mood boost that you get from it. It also makes the taste real. If you're formulating anything, it's got to taste okay. It's got to taste good. You want to have to take it and it's your smoothie. So I'm quite proud of being able to put these really potent ingredients together, but also make it taste good in a smoothie. It's not always easy.
I hear you.
And then we've got coconut oil. We've got coconut. So basically, we've got the coconut powder, which is full of good fats, really anti-inflammatory, very antifungal. I see a lot of men with fungal problems, overgrowth of candida, all those kind of symptoms that come with kind of, I always associate with blood sugar imbalance. Also, these fats are actually the building blocks of hormones. So all of our hormones come from a pot. We need cholesterol and fat to build them from. So testosterone is definitely, it comes from good fats. That's why fat is so important in our diet. Not like the old version where, oh, we've got to avoid all these fats. Like coconut oil is actually really, really healthy and essential fatty acids that come with foods rich in fat.
This is so important because a lot of people have been pushing that low-fat diet, which isn't actually good for our hormonal health. I guess it's just about having the right fats in our diet and avoiding the wrong ones.
Absolutely. The fats are so important. In fact, I believe as we get older, we need more good fat, more protein, more grain vegetables, and actually less of those kind of carbs. So actually the amount of fats that we should be taking in, good fats, not trans fat, is super important. And we need that for our skin, for our collagen. We need it for our hormones, our brains, so many different parts of our kind of functioning.
So is that all of your amazing power formula? Is there anything else that you've got in this?
We have those ingredients. It's some formulas you buy off the shelf. You'll see loads of things. But what I've tried to do is put it in significant relevant dosages. That means there's not hundreds of things, which is it's kind of fairy dusting, as they call it, is basically putting a little bit of ashwagandha, a little bit of this, a little bit of that, and saying that that's going to work. We do need a good dose of things to get the right formulation and to make it work. So, yep, they're the key ingredients.
So very strong key ingredients, very safe, mostly kind of like food type ingredients, but very potent and of the highest quality. How can people get this? Is it via the website, adaptogenicapothecary.com?
Yes, that's the main way to get it. We are retailing in, for example, the clinic I work in and smaller health food stores. But the main way to get it at the moment is adaptogenicapothecary.com. And for your listeners, people interested in this, we'd really like to give them the opportunity to try it out at a reduced rate. So we can offer a code 25% off and that power 25.
They just have to go onto the website and say, is it at the checkout? They put in power 25.
Yeah. And I will also, or maybe you could put them on the show notes so we could give it out to people somehow so that they've got that written down somewhere.
Yeah, I'll put that on the show notes. So then when people read about the show, they can see. So basically, say if they wanted to order power, which is this amazing adaptogenic formula for men, for men's health, their vitality, their libido, their energy, their well-being. They can order it on your website, adaptogenicapothecary.com. They add that to their basket, and at the checkout, they add in this code POWER25, and then
yes,
gives them a discount.
Absolutely. And like we say, it comes in a really easy format to take. You can just add it to smoothies. You could add it to yogurt. If you have oats in the morning, you've done it with oats. It's got that nice chocolatey, rich kind of taste with the beetroot as well as the gojis, which are delicious. And the inulin gives it a nice bit of natural sweetness. Now, when I say natural, it's not going to affect your blood sugar because it's not absorbed, but inulin is quite a sweet tasting substance. So have you, Dora, do you use inulin at all with any of your...
I mean, all of this stuff. I use POS. Lynn, all of the prebiotic fibers I think are wonderful.
Yeah, excellent. Yeah,
that kind of nice sweet taste. And I
guess
for cow, that would be lovely. But we want to get away from this over reliance and addiction to the very sweet taste that's kind of taken over all the tastes, hasn't it? And to realize we have all kind of different type tastes. We don't have to go overboard on the sweet. So
yeah, I think that's a real big problem, actually, because being a herbalist, we use a lot of bitters, which actually stimulate the digestion and the enzymes the minute we taste them. But in Chinese medicine, Ayurvedic, they use a lot
bitter stuff. We do need to start to
get back to that bitter taste, but it also needs to be palatable, and you want to take it, don't you? So power is actually something that, for example, my husband's been on it for a long time now. He's been involved in the formulation, but he really misses it, really doesn't have it. And the added benefit, he has a really healthy smoothie every morning. I know that he's going to be eating and start the day with avocado, berries, all the good health stuff, and power. And he definitely noticed a massive benefit of it. So that is good. And me.
Oh, yeah.
Let's grab me.
My husband on it as well.
Yeah, you should.
We're going to be talking a lot more about men's health, libido, vitality, well-being, energy after a few messages from our commercial partners.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good. The station that makes you feel good.
You're listening to Dora Walsh on Nutrition for Me on UK Health Radio, and we're talking with Sarah Rooney, medical herbalist at Adaptogenic Apothecary. You can find out more about them on their website, adaptogenicapothecary.com, and also find out more about Sarah on her website, sararooneyherbalist.com. Now, Sarah, we've been talking all about men's health, their vitality, their libido, their energy, their mental health, their cognition, and all the type of ingredients that they should be taking into their body in order to maximize their health and their hormonal system and how everything is working. Because as men age, they start to go through what some people might want to call the andropause. As you mentioned, there's a bit of kind of a contention over that word. But there's a drop in hormones, and that can lead to so many different symptoms. Like you said, irritability, low libido, reduced fertility, no energy, depression, anxiety, poor sleep, so many things. So it's so great to talk to you and find out about what men can do. We talked about the power formula, which they can add to a smoothie or add to food, which contains all those adaptogens and the herbals and the foods that can really help them. But what else can they do in terms of their lifestyle and their nutrition? Because we talked a bit about that, but not so much.
Absolutely. There's always things you can do. So I think we need to think about them in terms of different, the holistic approach, exercise, stress management, and lifestyle and nutrition. It's all part of the package. So like women, I think men need to start thinking about self-care. But you can get away with things in your 20s and 30s. Your muscle mass stays quite good. You can eat what you want. You can drink what you want. But then as you get older, your body really needs nutrients and to be nourished. And you need to think about what's going in and what you're doing. So for men, a big problem with the decrease in testosterone is the loss of muscle mass. Muscle is metabolically really important for your health. So for men, I believe weightlifting, building muscle, weights rather than tons and tons of cardio, things that are going to really build your muscle up, are super important for keeping healthy. You need to keep supple. So lots of men won't really do the stretching and the suppleness, but we need to be able to touch our toes, get off the floor for as long as possible. Really simple way to do that is your sun salutations. Just do a couple of sun salutations each morning, because that really stretches everything out and keeps you supple. Managing stress. So we really do see as men get hit their late 30s, 40s, stress can be a real problem and really aggravate lots of these symptoms. So just putting in that work life, being more stricter about things, not on the computer or evening doing work emails, turning off your phone at a certain point, or at least to emails at work. Really prioritizing sleep. You may have been able to live on a couple of hours, work hard, party hard when you're younger, but sleep is how we heal. Lack of sleep has a really, really significant health implication that's been well researched. So really prioritizing like earlier nights so that you can get up in the morning feeling fresh. I believe it doesn't matter so much if you wake early in the morning, which a lot of us do as we get older. It's more about that quality sleep before 12. So if you go to bed earlier and then you wake up at
5:36 or naturally go a bit later than that? What about doing a bit of stretching at that time? Get your head together, a bit of meditation, running into the day. And very simply, a gratitude practice, just kind of really waking up and being thankful for the new day or before you go to bed. These things are clinically significant in our well-being and even our how long we live and how healthy we are. So they're really important lifestyle factors. In terms of nutrition, I'm a big fan of intermittent fasting as we get older. Not huge amount of times. It doesn't have to be massively, but just giving our gut and our body a break from digestion. Ultimately, overnight is quite an easy way to. And eating earlier in the evening, not snacking right up to bed. So eating about 7-8 o'clock, have your smoothie in the morning. You can have it first thing, or if you feel like it's really benefit, try and have it a bit later, maybe 9-10 o'clock. And that is just giving your body a really good time to heal overnight. We touched on this earlier, Dora. I personally feel like for most men and women over 40, a lower processed carb, higher protein and really much higher good fats diet is really supportive and beneficial because it regulates our insulin levels. So really kind of, yes, complex carbs, maybe like starches, like sweet potatoes, beetroots, carrots, but avoiding all the processed bread, processed pastas, grains really, and prioritizing good quality protein and good fats, olive oils, avocados, nuts and seeds, olives, fish, try to have fish 3 times a week at least, fatty fish, those kind of things. And really, as we know, and how I'm really glad it's come to everyone's attention, but ultra processed foods. So there's so many chemicals in our foods. And these chemicals are endocrine disruptors, i.e., they affect our natural hormone balance. There's a huge amount of research coming up about the seas and how fish are almost changing sex or having way out of balance hormone levels due to contamination in the sea. Endocrine disruptors in women really affect their hormones, but also men. And a lot of them are highly estrogenic, so that means they have an estrogenic effect on body's own receptors. And remember, men do have estrogen as well. So the development of male boobs, they say man boobs or however you breast, and a central adiposity is related with high estrogen. So we want to avoid this as much as possible.
Oh, wow. I could talk to you all day, Sarah. You're going to have to again to talk about things that went wrong. I'm sure, listeners, you've enjoyed listening to the show as much as I've enjoyed presenting it and talking with Sarah Rooney. Watch out for our show next week on UK Health Radio.